Please be seated. St. John chapter 16, verse 16. A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Today is almost exactly the midpoint between Easter Day and Ascension Day, which of course is 40 days after Easter. And our collects and lessons show this fact. Today's collect and epistle still are looking back to the ancient custom of performing baptisms only on Easter, Easter Vigil and Easter Day, when they refer to those who are newly baptized on Easter, those who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's religion, which is, of course, what happens at baptism. Both the collect and the epistle speak about the moral renewal and wholesome living that baptized Christians are called to observe, that they may eschew those things that are contrary to their profession as Christians and follow all such things as are agreeable to the same. It is the will of God that with well-doing, that is with Christian living, we may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, those who are hostile to Christianity. So, the theme of the epistle and the gospel, epistle and collect look back. The gospel, however, now begins to shift our focus forward towards the Ascension Day and then towards Pentecost 10 days later. And we will see that in the gospels of the coming weeks, this shift continues. So, the gospel particularly today looks forward to the Ascension into heaven when Christ is seen no more. The Venerable Bede reminds us that our Lord spoke the words of today's lesson on the night on which he was betrayed. So when he says, a little while and he shall not see me, he meant quite literally in context, I'm going to be crucified and buried and you won't see me. You won't see me because I will be behind a rock. That they would not see him until the hour when they would see him again at the resurrection. So our Lord is speaking in one period about a removal from sight and then a return to sight that would occur within a couple days. But again, he also is looking forward to a second removal, namely the ascension, when ye shall see me no more because I go to the Father. So on the literal level, all of that is quite plain and simple. Our context today looks towards this second main meaning because of when this lesson occurs in the church calendar, halfway between Easter and Ascension Day, as I've already mentioned. The little while is referring to roughly 20 days from now on Ascension Day, when historically our Lord's disciples would no longer see him on earth the way they had been seeing him during the years of his earthly life. And then again, a little while refers to the coming of the Holy Spirit 10 days later on Pentecost, as well as Christ's continual coming to us through Holy Communion and in the sacraments. Today, I'd like to consider in particular one word, the verb in my text, see. Our Lord speaks of the disciples seeing and not seeing him. Ye shall not see me, and ye shall see me. Most languages have many, many words for see. See, look, behold, stare, gaze, glance, and so forth. And they have different meanings. To say, I saw him means something different from I stared at him, right? They both refer to this, but in very different senses. So, also with today's word, the verb today, theodeo, is the word from which we get theory or theoretical. So it refers to a kind of seeing that involves observation and thought. Originally, the word in Greek referred to an official witness or observer of events, such as a public deputy. So the city would pay for sacred rites or for sacred plays to be performed. And then there would be an official deputy whose job was to look, to see, to observe, to theorize those events in order to ensure that they were done properly and that everything was fulfilled as it was supposed to do, supposed to be fulfilled. So the original meaning has something of a sacred sense. And this, I think, is somewhat present in Matthew's gospel, that when our Lord died upon the cross, we were told by the centurion, this truly was the Son of God. Then the gospel writer says, and many women were there beholding afar off. It's that verb. They were seeing. They are the official witnesses. They are the ones who Christians rely on for centuries to follow as those who say he died upon the cross. So too, St. Mark and St. Luke refer to the people stood beholding. So they're not just looking, they're not just curious onlookers. They have a kind of role, a vision of Calvary that is momentous. St. John and the holy women have a special place that is sacred. By the way, when Pontius Pilate, he's only a saint in the Ethiopian church, when Pontius Pilate shows our Lord to the chief priests and the mob who are demanding the crucifixion, he says, behold the man, right? Look at the man. Different word. Different verb, a much more commonplace Greek verb that does not have this sense of the sacred or of an official momentous sacred observation. Those who condemn Christ just see him, unlike the women and St. John who behold him. Now John in his gospel is very concerned to assure us that the events he describes rest on eyewitness and reliable testimony. Both at the end of chapter 20 and at the end of chapter 21, you'll see something like, these are a few of the things that Jesus did. If all of them were written down, the books of the world would not suffice to contain them all. He did so many important things. And that the basis for John's gospel that he's showing us, that he's telling us about, is the witness of the beloved disciple and of the other disciples. So there are official, authoritative, reliable witnesses who theorized the events being described. Now, for us today, this theory is a real and living possibility, and in fact, it's a necessity. We may behold Christ. We may still see him. We do not see him, of course, as the disciples first saw him, because they saw him in the flesh and blood and in history. We don't see him that way. But we still can see him through the means of grace, which are the pathways to the living God. We may gain insight into the truth of Christ in a variety of ways. We may see him through the written word, through Holy Scripture, the record of his words and deeds, especially when they are read in the context of worship. We may behold Christ through prayer, as we address the Father through the merits of his Son and are enabled by the Holy Spirit who came down upon us in our baptism and in our confirmation and comes to us still in our Holy Communion. We may behold Christ still in the forms of prayer called meditation and contemplation. Contemplation is rare. Meditation is when we read Holy Scripture or prayers very slowly and thoughtfully, thinking about the words we're reading, perhaps if it's a gospel scene, trying to imagine what it was like to be there. And above all, we behold Christ in the Blessed Sacrament, where week by week and day by day, the light of God descends upon us from the realms of endless day to enlighten our understanding and to enkindle our affections and to unite us to the mystery of Good Friday and of Easter. The sacrifice is presented before us still. As Charles Wesley says, we do not need to go up to heaven now because our Lord comes down to us in the great temple here below, which is the church. As confirmed Christians, we are deputized to gaze upon the sacrament and to receive the benefits of the sacrifice and to join the resurrected Lord in his eternal life. Christ has departed from us in one sense and for a time, and in many other ways we behold him still. That is our theory, and by it we live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.